Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, July 2nd, 2018. On this day in 1897, British-Italian engineer Guglielmo Marconi obtained a patent for radio in London. Using weapons from the 1980s and having to share the body armor with their colleagues, Berlin police officers will finally receive new firearms and various other pieces of equipment worth 40 million euros. According to the Senate Administration for Internal Affairs, at the request of the Berliner Morgenpost, the first of a total of 24,000 service weapons were delivered about 2 weeks ago. Starting in July, training officers will be instructed on the new pistols, and thereafter, other law enforcement officers will be trained. All weapons are expected to be delivered by the end of this year. The other outdated equipment will also be gradually replaced. The delivery of more than 6,000 new protective vests has been underway since September of last year and should also be completed by the end of 2018. The existing stock of body armor will be increased in such a way that every law enforcement officer will be on the road with his or her own vest. Special covers, which are slipped over the vests, are intended to ensure an even higher level of protection. Over the next few weeks, the officers will also receive around 3,500 neck, shoulder, and deep protection pieces. There are also problems with ballistic helmets. Delivery should have started already. However, the contract could not be awarded because the losing bidder initiated a so-called review procedure, and the final decision is still pending. Officers are also waiting for a new police boat. The call for proposals was published a few weeks ago, and it could be about a year and a half before the boat arrives. The police union GDP emphasized that improved equipment and modern weapons are vital. After the terrorist attack on the employees of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo in January of 2015 in Paris, Berlin politicians had already announced the purchase of better protective equipment. Berlin GDP chairman Norbert Sioma added that, quote, "It is sad enough in itself that it took a terrorist attack in the middle of our city before funds were finally made available." Just withdrawing 20 euros from the cash machine for a quick trip to the supermarket is no longer worthwhile for many bank customers, as more and more financial institutions are charging fees for withdrawals of smaller amounts, or generally only allow sums of 50 euros or more to be withdrawn from machines. On July 1st, ING DiBa, Europe's largest direct bank, established this rule with their 9 million customers. Competitors such as Commerzbank subsidiary Comdirect and Deutsche Credit Bank have been doing this for some time. Direct banks like these three hardly operate their own ATMs, not even in Berlin and Brandenburg. In recent years, they have lured their customers with the promise of being able to withdraw cash anywhere with a Visa card, free of charge, and as often as they'd like. The direct banks have to pay fees for this every time. According to a spokesman of ING DiBa, each withdrawal costs about 1 euro and 60 cents. As interest rates worldwide are still low, banks have long been looking for new ways to earn money from their customers or to at least reduce their expenses. They charge fees for account management, for certain transfers, for changing standing orders, and now increasingly also for withdrawing cash. The Bundeskartellamt has examined the matter and has not raised any concerns. In other countries, especially Scandinavian ones, electronic means of payment have become the rule. Germans, however, still swear by cash. 74% of transactions are settled with notes and coins, at least according to an annual representative survey by the Bundesbank. The importance of bank branches is inevitably decreasing. More and more of them are being closed, as they are too costly. Volksbank, for example, has practically halved the number of its branches in Berlin in recent years. According to a representative survey conducted by the Gesellschaft für Konsumforschung, or GfK, almost 90% of clients today use machines to withdraw cash. But the number of machines in Germany is also falling, also for cost reasons. although it is now possible to withdraw cash free of charge in an increasing number of supermarkets and shops if the purchase value exceeds a certain threshold, only 4% of customers currently use this service. Once a year, the British magazine Monocle publishes its ranking of the world's most livable cities. In 2018, another German metropolis will be at the top of the list of the 25 most livable cities after years. And no, it is not Berlin. Nevertheless, the German capital does very well and comes in at sixth place. Last year, however, they shared the third place with Munich. Only one German city is even better this time, this year's overall winner, Munich, which placed ahead of Tokyo, Vienna, Zurich, and Copenhagen. The London magazine, founded in 2007, named the Bavarian state capital the top city 8 years ago. Munich's advantages are, for example, their many parks, clean public transport, and safe roads. In addition to Munich and Berlin, Hamburg, coming in 8th place, and Dusseldorf, 18th place, also achieved very good placings. Germany fares better than any other country in the ranking published in the July and August issue. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.